First of all, thank you very, very much for your very informative tour around the submarine base here.
You're very welcome.
With so many stories to tell, it's amazing all the information now that you must have taken on board. Could you describe to our listeners perhaps where we actually are?
We stand right near the first bunker that was built. It's called K1, and we stand right in front of the Bay of Lorient, actually, where there are two wrecks in front of another bunker that was built on this submarine base. This other bunker is a K3. So that is a very impressive submarine base where three just huge bunkers were built to protect German submarines.
So why do you think that today so many people are still interested coming to see these amazing submarine bases? Because they're not buildings of beauty, in fact the opposite, and they have quite a stark history. So why do you think people continue to be intrigued to look at them?
Because these bunkers actually belong to history today, and they were built during World War II. The history of the city of Lorient is 100% linked to what happened on this submarine base during the war, because at some point the Allied forces will decide not to hit the bunkers themselves anymore, but they instead decided to hit the city in order to try to isolate the bunkers. So really, the destiny of the city of Lorient is linked to what happened during the war on this place.
To destroying these bunkers, which in fact they didn't, because they were impenetrable.
Yeah, and so these bunkers belong to our patrimonial history today.
So has Lorient itself had to put a great deal of money into this base here in order to develop it to attract the tourists?
Yes, because the submarine base has been used till 1997 by the French Navy, which decided to leave at this period of time. And after, we had no choice but to keep them, because, you know, it would have cost such a huge amount of money to get rid of them. It was not possible, and we had to keep them. So, yes, there has been a reconversion that started by the end of the 90s, and that obviously cost lots of money. But it was really worth it, because today it is a very, very dynamic place. Basically the place to be if you are involved in the maritime activities.
Well, absolutely. I mean, also you've got the Eric Tabley Centre here
exactly.
As well.
Exactly. There is a Cité de la Voile based here that attracts lots of tourists on this place. And this Cité de la Voile proposes many different activities really on this place. You can go on a boat, on a sailing boat. So lots of interesting activities. There are also museums as well, such as the Floor Museum, the Submarine Museum with its training, with its former training center for submariners. So many possible different activities are proposed on this place. And if you're interested in history, well, you can follow me on a guided tour of this place as well.
Well, it was brilliant today, certainly. But it must also give a great deal of employment to people from Lorient and the area.
Exactly. At least 50 different companies are based here on this place, and most of them are involved in the maritime area. So there are very different activities, such as building hulls, for instance, or masts, but there are also sailing teams that are based here all year long. So, yes, lots of more and more employment jobs are created on this place.
And so the facilities improve. So it's a sort of an ongoing action, really, isn't it? In that the more people are employed, the more you have to provide facilities in terms of restaurants.
Exactly, the place is becoming actually more and more trendy. And that was not always the case. I know that by the very end of the 90s, it was not a place where you would come to have a walk, because simply it was not always safe. Today it's a completely different story. There are concerts here, there are races makes a stop over here. For instance, the Volvo Ocean Race made a stop on this place. So it's a more and more dynamic, trendy place, an interesting place.
Well, this is the thing, it's interesting how history has evolved, because from being a centre of German submarines, of U-boats, and a very important geographical point in Brittany, it's now become important using that, but in a slightly different way.
Exactly. It's a place finally looks at the future. So we were able to convert this place, really, that was very loaded on the emotional point of view, into a place really that is so dynamic, full of positive energy in the end. So that's very good.
So the past is basically bringing Lorient into the future.
Exactly. It's that's a good way to
past.
Say exactly, completely.
Taking it by the hand.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can move forward. We don't forget what happened here.
No.
But it's a way forward.
Exactly.
As well.
exactly. It's
So there is some construction going on, or did you say of a concert hall or something?
Yeah, exactly.
In one of the
second bunker, mm-hmm. in what is called K2, there is some work going on because there will be a recording studio in that bunker, and there will be a big, big concert hall. I think it's by the end of the year in this bunker. So it's a very good choice regarding the noise, probably. And you will exactly. have probably a very good...
Well, the acoustics will be amazing.
Yeah, probably. Yes. And there will be very, very good music festivals in the future in this place. So we'll have more and more people coming here.
So it's
coming
continuing
here.
Just to blossom.
Exactly,
in every
exactly,
respect.
Completely.
Thank you very much, Gwen. It's been absolutely fascinating, and I'm sure that people will be encouraged to come and to follow your tour.
It was a pleasure for me too. Thank you.